This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we gear up for goblins, one of my favorite things as a kid was pumpkin carving time. As the youngest one with the smallest hands, it was my job to pull the guts out of the pumpkin while my brother and sister wielded the knives. Luckily, Mom was nearby to make sure they used the knives on the pumpkins and not each other. Nowadays, there are kits with stencils and special tools to make designer pumpkins. No more plain triangles for our kids. Pumpkin picking is an art as well. For the best results using stencils, you want the smoothest pumpkins. Choose a nice, even color, and the stem should be at least long enough to use as a handle for the lid. If you happen to break off the stem, don't worry, just cut out the bottom instead. You'll also want a flat-bottomed pumpkin. The craggy ones, like I talked about yesterday, mixed with gourds, look great piled up for a display, or use the oddities to advantage with paint. Acrylics work best. Some people carve just the top layer, but I like to cut through and light them up. No more candles either. Now it's LED lights. Our local fire chiefs are pleased with that innovation, and some of them flicker like flames. You could also use a glow stick. If you don't want to buy a carving kit, there are plenty of free stencils on the internet. I'll have some links from GardenBite.com. If you plan on carving freehand, use a grease pencil to outline your cuts. Check out GardenBite.com for information and more. Post your pumpkin pictures on my Garden Bite Facebook page. I'd love to see them. Find Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. And as always, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.